Blog Talk Radio.
If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I don't know where I would be. Fellowship, let's go.
My testimony is real.
Good evening, everyone. This is your host, Elder QT Docs. Today is Thursday, Thirst for Truth. Amen. Amen. How is everyone doing this evening? Coming to you today once again. Very exciting evening. I'm very excited about this evening. I'm very excited about today. Amen. Oh, I'm just coming to you and have a very pretty good subject today. We're going to be talking about give them something to talk about. That's what we're going to do, because people are always talking about something, and we want to give them something to talk about. Amen. And it's funny how this we see what's happening in society today and what's going on, and how God is moving, through the prayers of the saints. Amen. How he's moving. You know, we had a speaker the other day. Matter of fact, it was on Tuesday. Brother Dave, he mentioned something about, you know, people, he always talk about love. And he mentioned something about someone said, hey, you know, man, don't bite off too much than what you can chew. Or don't bite off more than what you can handle. And you know, you're doing too much here, or you're doing too much there. And the kicker is, and he came back and said, he said, I'd rather choke on greatness than to nibble on mediocrity. And that is so true. I'd rather choke on greatness than to nibble on mediocrity. I mean, you wanna just be great at what you do, regardless of what people think. You can't go by what people think. You have to be yourself, and you have to be yourself in Christ. And that was a good point Brother Dave brought up. I'd rather choke on greatness than to nibble on mediocrity. Amen. And he brought up another angle, and he mentioned the Wizard of Oz. And everything he talked about is going to hinge on what I'm going to be scrutinizing today. And I look at the Wizard of Oz, and he mentioned a character, but I'm going to just say, you know, how God look at the heart of an individual. God sees things. Well, in the character In the character of the Wizard of Oz, there was a scarecrow. You know, he did everything, and it came out where he was always thinking and doing things great and coming up with some schemes and some good ideas, and he didn't realize that his brains was always there, and he wanted the Oz to give him a brain. And then we talk about the lion, and the lion is supposed to be the king of the jungle, and this lion, you know, appears to be afraid of everything, but the lion was looking for a heart, and not be knowing to him or the scarecrow that all of that was within them all along, and they never did realize it. They only went by what people were saying about them, and we can't worry about what people say about us. Amen. This is a glorious day. Oh, Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you, dear Lord, and look up to you, dear Lord. And we know, dear God, if we are anchored in you, no matter what they said about us, we know that we are made in your greatness. Amen. Dear Father, I'm asking you to cover everyone on this line. Give them that inner strength. Give them, dear Lord, that greatness that's in you and put it in them. Dear God, I just want to thank you for today. Allow this message to resonate into someone's heart. Allow this message to build someone up and allow for them to show their greatness. Allow for their light to shine. Amen. Dear God, we want to thank you today and carry this with us throughout this week, throughout the year. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Giving them something to talk about. That is so great. Giving them something to talk about. And I'm going to be coming out of 2 Corinthians. And let me just get this. Yeah, I believe it's 2 Corinthians. And we're going to be talking about what Paul heard by the people that was talking about the saints at the church. And so I'm going to be talking to you really from Colossians 1 through 14. Amen. 1 through 14. And I have to ask you this. I definitely have to ask you, you know, what is your reputation? What do you think people are saying about you? Amen. Are you giving them something to talk about? Amen. Are you giving them something? Are you giving them something positive to talk about? Or are you giving them something negative to talk about? Or are you just listening to what they say about you and you behaving in that same manner that they're saying? If they say, oh, he's a clown, and now you're behaving like a clown. You know, are you giving them something to talk about? Or they don't even have to call you a clown. You acting like a clown. Come on, let's not give them something to talk about, because we all are familiar with that. You know, what do they think, you know, when you walk into a room? Oh, he's going to, oh, man, this guy is going to say something outlandish. He's going to do something. He's going to trip. He's going to fall because he's so clumsy. You know, what are they talking about when you come into the room? What's your reputation? Amen. Talk to me, somebody. What's the first thing that comes to other people's mind when they see you? When people see you coming, can you imagine what their general thoughts are about you? What do you think? What do the people say or think about you? And more importantly, what do you think about yourself? Amen. What do you think about yourself? You know, that word reputation is a funny word. Man, don't mess up my reputation. I don't want to do this, man. That's my reputation that's on the line. All right. You know, we birds of a feather flocks together. If your reputation is with hooligans, then you're going to be considered a hooligans. If your reputation is with drug pushers or drug dealers or drug users, you're going to be labeled a drug user or a drug dealer, because that's who you're hanging around with. What does, I mean, you know, when people see you, What do you think they're saying about you? You're not doing anything constructive. You're not doing anything positive. Don't give them something to talk about, amen? Don't give them something to talk about, because people will talk what they see. And if you're representing Christ, if you're talking about, I represent the Lord, and yes, I'm up here smoking a blunt, and I'm at every bar in the city drinking, and then I turn around and say, God is good, God is great, man, God's going to do this, God. They're looking at you like you're crazy. Don't give them something to talk about. If you're going to represent our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, then represent. Represent in the correct way. Amen. Don't be a negative person. Represent God the way you should represent him. Amen. What is your reputation when people see you? You know, the word reputation is a funny word. It comes from Latin, and it incorporates the idea of reflecting upon someone or considering someone's actions repeatedly in order to form an opinion about them. And you know, typically, a reputation is built over time and through multiple actions. Don't give them something to talk about. If you're going to give them something to talk about, then give them something from a good rapport, a good report. Not something that's going to continue to tear you down because you are in that element where this is what they see. Amen? In a good sense, it refers to, we talk about reputation, it refers to the position that a person occupies or the standing that a person has become as before others, in respect to individual attainment, personal integrity, and how they live life. When people see positive things occurring in a person's life, that positive action helps to causatively. In a negative sense now, a person's reputation is not necessarily based on what a person thinks of themselves. Instead, it is based on what other thinks of you. A person's reputation reflects someone else's opinion of them based on something or sometimes subjective or characteristic and criteria. Do you hear me? Don't give them something to talk about. Don't give them something to talk about. Form your destiny. Don't let their opinion form your train of thought. Amen. We all have probably experienced someone who felt we had a negative reputation. Well, we all have. We all been through something that wasn't above boards. We all have gone through. And based on seeing or hearing something that was unimportant or misunderstood or untrue about us, we all have probably experienced a situation where someone formed an opinion about us without getting the full story before they formed that opinion about us or the situation. You know, people get half the story, you know, and man, they'll take that particular information that they receive and they'll run all the way to the finish line. Pass jail and touch go because they say this is what he or she is. You know, I heard this or I've seen this and they didn't see a doggone thing. However, they're carrying the bone about you. Now, how you handle that is a situation that you have to deal with. If you know you're not a thief, don't get upset if you're not a thief. If you know you're not crazy, don't get upset if someone says you're crazy, unless you exhibiting that craziness. If someone said, man, he's a drug addict. But don't get upset if you're not a drug addict. But if you're around the corner shooting up, if you're around the corner snorting, if you're around the corner puffing your brains out, you're puffing that magic dragon, then yes, what they're saying is true. It's not negative about you. It's true. Don't give them something to talk about if it's not you. And if it was once you, or if it is you, change it. Change your situation. You have the ability to do that. Now, many great men and women have talked about this negative aspect of reputation formation before. Warren Buffett says, it takes 20 years to build a reputation and 5 minutes to ruin it. If you think about that, you'll do things differently. And that is so true. You find a person go through their whole career, the pillar of the community, then it takes one ridiculous act or behavior that will ruin his whole reputation. Benjamin Franklin said, it takes many good deeds to build a good reputation and only one bad one to lose it. Amen. George Bernard Shaw said, my reputation grows with every failure. Henry Ford said, you can't build a reputation on what you are going to do. Now, Edwin LeBrie said, he who worries about reputation has a reputation to worry about. And I love that one. Because if you're worrying about your reputation, then what are you doing wrong to bring that light to the open? I mean, come on. He said he who worries about reputation has a reputation to worry about. So if you got something in your background, you're worrying about it, then clear it up. Then take care of it. Amen. We all can probably agree that a positive reputation is valuable to have and maintain in life. When you have a good reputation, doors of opportunities often open wide for you. When you have a bad negative reputation, doors may often be closed in your face on a regular basis. In the 21st century, the act of protecting and repairing a person's reputation is big business. There are multiple companies now that specialize in protecting people's name and reputation within online communities. One particular company is called Reputation.com. One of their specialized products is called the Reputation Defender. Their specialty is making sure that a person or company's name is not besmirched in the online community and that people and companies attain positive Google results from their name in the search. Amen. In a popular media, the most highly rated shows on television currently are shows that deal specifically with the intricacy of protecting the reputation of high-profile clients, like presidents, athletes, and movie stars. The point of these shows is to look at how important it is for these type of people to maintain their reputation so they can maintain their career and lifestyle. Now, today, I want to suggest that gaining a positive reputation is not only important for movie stars and athletes, also an important idea for the church to consider as well. Amen. Churches have reputations. Now you see a church, you hear about these churches going through all the fightings and struggles within for authorities, for control. That church has a reputation. Now would you will want to attend that church that's going through chaos and turmoil? Absolutely not. I don't think you would. Now, let me make sure to stress to all of you that I am not saying that any of us should be consumed with what other people think about us. What we do as the church and individual Christians, we do based on a relationship with the Creator, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I am not saying that our action as God's children should be based on what other people will think of us or feel about us. Ultimately, what we care about in the end is what God thinks about us. Long as we are doing right in the eyes of God, who cares what others are saying behind our backs? The bad things they're saying. Oh man, that person is doing this, or that person is doing this. They don't have any knowledge whether you are doing it or not. But their jealousies, their envy concerning you is going to bring out lies and innuendos and allegations and accusations. But you have to stand strong in Christ to not to be moved by Satan devices. Amen. Don't give them something to talk about. But when we react as Christians to Satan devices, we've given them something to talk about. You see, he's one of us. You see, she's one of us. Don't give them something to talk about. Amen. Now, I'm not saying that the value of what we do is based on how many people like us on Facebook or follow our websites, the Instagram, all these social media devices. What I'm saying is that we should be aware of what other people think about us and how this affects our ability to share the gospel. You see, and going back to my previous statement, you know, I was saying, you're smoking blunts and you're drinking and you're cursing and you're being a clown and you're stealing. Amen. And then you're going to turn around and try to share the gospel. They're going to look at you like you are stupid. You can't do that. You can't go around, you know, doing all these things that the world is doing. You can't go around saying and behaving. And they're going to do a 360 degree in the next 2 minutes and tell them that God is watching you, God is doing this, God is, when you are in the same pigsty that they are. You're in the same stable that they are. Don't give them something to talk about unless you're going to stand up in that mess that you're walking in, above it, and try to pull someone out of it. Amen? Don't give them something to talk about. We should be aware of how what people think about us. And we should not. And we should have our abilities to share the good news of God's love in and through Christ. Amen? That's what we should be doing. Amen. In this world, and in this community, the effect we should have is the effect we should share. When God affects us, we should share that ability to others. Amen. And why I am saying this? Where do I go? Where do I get this idea? I get it from the passage that is printed in our that is printed in Colossians 1:1-14. In it, Paul stressed to his Colossians reader that he has heard several things about them. And because of what he has heard about them, it gives him hope for their future effectiveness in spreading God's word. Amen. Give them something to talk about. Give them something of a good report to talk about. Now, I will be quoting from the passage, from this passage, from the version of the Bible, from the Message version of the Bible today. And in this Message version, Paul says, we can't quit thanking God, our Father, and Jesus, our Messiah, for you. We keep getting reports on your steady faith in Christ. our Jesus, and the love you continuously extend to all Christians. Paul had heard several things about the church of Colossae. Specifically, he heard about their faith in Christ and how their faith influenced them to show love to the Christian community. And this is what we want to do. You know, we want to spread the gospel, but we want to spread in a integrity type way, a moral type way. Something that people can grab a hold to, something that the people can look up to, something that the people can talk about. So that if we're going to give them something to talk about, let's give them something to talk about. Let's talk about love we have for one another. Let's talk about love for our fellow man. Let's talk about love that can move mountains. Let's talk about love. Amen. If you're going to give them something to talk about, you know, their faith that Paul was talking about was not an intellectual adherence to an idea only. It was a faith, a belief, an acceptance, a trust, a commitment to Christ that was so strong that it led them to live their lives in an international or in an intentional manner. Intentionality was exhibited through the action that they showed to other people. We don't know specifically what those actions were, but Paul classified them as based in love. Amen. Let's give them something to talk about, something that's positive, something that's true, something of trust, something that's real. Amen. Let's give them something to talk about. God is just so good. Let's give them something to talk about. I'm just going to pause for a cause to give you something to talk about. Amen. Let's give them something to talk about. As Paul said, the line of our purpose in your life never grows slack. Amen. Let's give them something to talk about, tightly tied as they are to four, as tied to your future in heaven and your hope for God. Paul said, Paul heard that their life purpose was easily evident through their actions. And their actions was the love of Christ, the love of people that they can spread throughout the community. The reason that they did what they did was identifiable. It was blatant. You could see it. And the talk about them was their walk, their love walk, their faith walk. Amen. Their action of love had a strong foundation in the love that they had in a future life with God through Jesus. Give them something to talk about. Hey, talk about me all you want. Hey, give them something to talk about. Because it's of a good rapport. Disregard the lies, because you know who you are. You know, their foundation was not based on unnecessary things or what other people had laid out for them. Instead, their hope was found in the message that had been delivered to them by a man named Epaphras. This message, this gospel truth, was also making its way around the world and was growing stronger in the world day by day. Just as it was growing stronger in them, it was growing stronger in the community. Their hunger for God was growing, and it was causing them to behave in a particular way and have a hope that was undeniable. Oh, man, people don't like to talk about something good. They like to spread more lies and negative things than anything else. Amen? And in verse 9, Paul says that since he companions heard about their faith, they began to pray for them and their spiritual growth. Paul's prayer for the church of Colossae was that God would give them wisdom and that their spirits, their hearts, their minds would be attuned to God's will, that they would be attuned to what God wanted for them and what God wanted for them to be doing. Amen. We always pray that God will show you everything he wants you to do, and that you may have all the wisdom and understanding that this Spirit gives. Give them something to talk about. If you're going to give them something to talk about, you walk upright. You stand upright. You be the person that God has instilled in you to be. Amen. If you want to give them something to talk about, God is just so good. Amen. Give them something to talk about. We're going to pause for a cause. Amen. 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 We're going to give them something to talk about. Our God is good. You got to give them something to talk about. Something of a good report. Because we represent our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We can't do the things the people of the world are doing, and expect someone to say something good about us. That's not going to happen. That's not going to ever happen. We can see it today. How it's playing out. Nothing good is saying about leaders around the world when they do something bad. They're not talking about them in a positive sense. They're not talking about them like that. Amen. We're going to have to give them a good report on us, because our God is an awesome God. Amen. Paul's prayers was that their inner being, their inner makeup, will continue to be directed towards fulfilling God's purpose in their lives. Again, Paul doesn't say specifically what this would be or how it had to look. You know, I believe that he understood that the church at Colossae had the freedom to walk its own path within God's will and kingdom. The Christian writer Kit says, "This strengthening is not for the purpose of enabling believers to work great miracles or perform stupendous feats before a skeptical world. It is rather for the production of spiritual fruit, particularly under trying circumstances." This display of patience, he said, it endured. Endure through under trials and tribulation, under long suffering. It is not always easy to demonstrate. But when the believer is confronted with adversity, whether from harsh circumstances or hostile person, and can respond, as Paul here describes, it is good evidence that he has learned something of the will of God and has drawn upon the resources of the Holy Spirit. You know, we run into that situation when we say to ourselves, man, I got to hold my tongue. Because if I get out of character, if I was in the world, boy, I would be blasting you out right now. But I know somebody that's bigger than you and bigger than me that is bringing me to this point, to where I'm at today, where I can just walk away from foolishness, where I can ignore the dumb things you are saying to me about me. Amen. So you don't want to give them something to talk about. Give them something to talk about that's good. Yeah. Oh, man, I tried to start a fight with him. I tried cursing him out. I lied on him. He just walked away. And he just walked away. Yeah, I was trying to get it going. I was trying to say something, but it didn't work. It didn't work because you knew your identity. You knew how deep you were anchored in the Word. You know, Paul calls this the strength that endures the unendurable. The strength to continue what has been started, even when things don't look like they are turning out like you expected. The strength to endure, even when circumstances seem to be getting harder to manage. Amen. And we all experience that situation, where we be in a situation where we just don't know what to do. It's hard to pull it. It's hard to lift it. It's hard to see it. But yet, God give us that endurability to perform that feat, to complete the task, the strength to endure even as a road being traveled gets steeper and harder to navigate and climb. Endure and persevere even when everyone else who had been traveling with you has given up and thrown in the towel. But you're going to stand fast. You're going to hold tight. You're going to be immovable because you know that God that is before you is more than the world that is against you. Amen. Give them something to talk about. The strength to maintain a course until you see the fruits of your labor begin to grow. Amen. I mean, I'm going to stick by my sons. I'm going to stick by my daughters. You know, I'm going to hang in there. I'm going to complete this education. I'm not going to go back. You know, I'm not going to say because it happened to me once, you know, I'm going to go back and do the same thing I did before. No, if I conquer drugs, I'm not going back. If I conquer alcohol, I'm not going back. If I get out of prison, I'm not going back. Amen. Give them something to talk about as of a good report. Ultimately, the exhibition of this kind of strength and endurance and perseverance eventually leads to joy. Because joy is having the fulfillment of God's will within you. Joy because you realize that God is the one who is responsible for you being able to endure in the first place. Joy. Amen. Give them something to talk about. Joy because as they exhibit the particular qualities that Paul describes, they will prove to be faithful servant of God in whom God will be well pleased. Amen. What are you talking about? Give them something to talk about. Give them something to talk about. God is just so good. We're going to give them something to talk about. I just want to thank everybody for just listening and allow this. What I'm saying is, if you're going to let them talk about you, and let it affect you, when you know it's not you, don't worry about it. You continue to walk upright. You ignore the foolishness. You shake off the dust. You let them waddle in their own mess. You don't want to contribute to their mess, because before you know it, you're standing right in it, toe to toe, arguing with a fool. Now you become one. Because you're doing things you shouldn't be doing. All you had to do was just walk away. Walk away. Be led by the Holy Spirit. Do what you do best. Qualities of being a servant of God. As they said, don't let your good be evil spoken of. Don't do that. Let the Holy Spirit lead you to righteousness. Let the Holy Spirit lead you down that path where you, as you walking past those knuckleheads and you walking past them and they're going to just look at you, they're going to try to point fingers, but yet they're going to know deep inside, it's nothing wrong with that person. You know, that person has been walking upright you know, and they're going to realize, I'm the one that has the problem. I'm the one that's been lying. That person just, as you see, that person's not turning around to say, hey, man, you just called me. No, you keep walking. You keep walking. Keep going forward. You don't look back. You don't give Satan a chance to get into the vehicle with you. Because if you do, he's going to be behind the wheel. And he's going to take you wherever he wants to take you. And now you're the passenger looking crazy. Amen. Don't give them something to talk about. Amen. Because God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you very much for being a good listener. And I hope what I said today will resonate in your spirit and you will give them something positive to talk about. And when you talk, you carry that weight of the word. Because when you leave, you're dropping it down. Because God's words will never go void. So when you leave a person, you're going to leave them with something deposited into their spirit. And when you plant that seed, they're going to talk about it. Only thing they can say is, man, let me just put a little bit more water on this. I don't know if it's going to grow. But once it starts growing in their soul, in their spirit, you gave them something to talk about, something of a good report. Amen. Amen. God is just so good. I just want to thank you once again for being part of Thursday Thirst for Truth, because God is good all the time and the truth shall always prevail. Amen. God is just so good. Amen. Thank you once again for being part of our listening audience. And I'm going to let Pastor and Prophetess Teresa Dox come to you with an announcement. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Elder, encouraging the people of God, talking about give them something to talk about. Give them something to talk about. What do you give others to talk about? It takes me to the Word of God, and the Word of God says in Exodus 23:1, do not spread false reports. Do not help a guilty person. by being a malicious witness. So that don't cover up for untruth. And the Bible has a ton of scriptures about gossip and wholesome speaking and what's coming out of your mouth. And these are the principles of God that we must follow. We must follow from the Old Testament to the New Testament. And even in Proverbs 10 and 15 and 18, where it talks about whosoever can feel hatred with lying lips and spread slander is a fool. Is a fool. Did you know that? Proverbs 10 and 18. Whoever can seed hatred with lying lips and spread slander is a fool. Lord have mercy. We want to encourage you to stay encouraged. Walk in encouragement. Know your identity. Stay in the Word. Have a relationship with God. Talk to Him. Listen to Him. Walk with Him. Let Him lead you. Let Him guide you. Depend on Him for everything. Acknowledge Him in all your ways so that He may direct your path. Won't He do it? God will do it. When you give them something to talk about, let them talk about the God that's in you. Because they talked about Jesus, hallelujah. He gave them something to talk about, and guess what? They're still talking. They're still talking. We're still talking, amen? We can't control what people say, but we can control what's true, what we do and what we will not do, amen. Amen. I want to thank Elder. I want to thank all of our faithful listeners for just always being there, always being supportive of the vision. We want to encourage you to go and sow into what we're doing, sow into what God have us doing in this season. For this is a prophetic season. It's a season where the earth is travailing and everything is in transition. It's a transitional season. You are in transition. Thank you, Father. What we see from the White House to the Lighthouse, God is dealing with each and every one of us to bring down those high places so that we can be humbled even unto the point of death. Amen. So when we open our mouths, we speak things that transform the lives of others. When we speak things, if we have to bring correction, hallelujah, we have to ask God for the grace that we would know how to do it. For life and death is in the power of the tongue. And the Bible says, those that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Some people love gossip. Some people love joking. People love different things. But I'm telling you, when you fall in love with Jesus, when you fall in love with His will, when you fall in love with His ways, then it's okay. You got to ask God to give you thick skin so that when they talk, you know it's not true, but you're encouraged in God. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Father, we just thank you right now for this time with you, Lord. We thank you, Father, that you bring purpose into our life where we understand when we're talked about, it's because we're thought about, Lord God. And, Father, we ask you, Lord God, that you would give us direction, that you would give us guidance, that you would give us what we need so that we can become what you called us to become in the name of Jesus. So, Father, as we leave this line, we will never leave your presence, that we will become, Lord God, what you have called us to become, Father. So in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, I cover everyone on this line. Father, I thank you that as we are transitioning and we're being transformed, Lord God, that when we open our mouth, that we're putting good seed in the ground, Lord God. We're putting good seed in the earth realm, and it will manifest and it will cause an increase in the lives of others. So I ask these things in the mighty name of Jesus. We bring you love and greetings from Kingdom Builders Development Institute, Kingdom Builders Ministry, Kingdom Builders and Kingdom Daughters Intercessors. We want to say go to our website, send us an email, www.blogtalkradio.com/KBDI. or you can call us on our home office, area code 313-583-9739. Or if you just want to touch base with us and you want to get a prayer request in, we want to encourage you to send us an email, give us a call. You can go to kingdombuildersplaza@gmail.com. We're reaching out because we want to be used for the glory of God. So with that being said, we send much love. And remember, give them something to talk about. Don't worry about what they're saying. You worry about what you not worry. You stay in the place where what you're doing that is pleasing to the Father. Amen. I say God bless everyone. Have a wonderful, blessed rest of the day. And one of the things that I'm going to play before we end the broadcast, and I'm not saying it's you, but here's a song that Elder chose, and I want to play it for you. So I say God bless you. We love you. Let God peace lead you. In Jesus' name, amen.
You talk too much. You worry me to death. You talk too much. You even worry my pet. You just talk. About people wherever you go, just talk, talk too much. You talk about people that you've never seen. You talk about people you can make me scream. You just talk.